Hi, good morning. Can I see your COVID pass, please?
An EMU student
Alrighty, go ahead.
ambassador
You can
checks in
go.
students as they enter Strong Hall on campus for class. Students, faculty, and staff are now required to use an online screening program to be cleared for campus access each day. With only 11% of courses being offered in person this fall, you can hear a pin drop in the lobby of Strong Hall. But as I walk closer to one of the hallways, I start to hear a voice in the science complex.
Not only have I just one butterfly species, now let's say we have two or three butterfly species.
As I look inside, I'm clearly reminded of COVID-19. 15 students are wearing masks, sitting 6 feet apart, and are closely listening to their professor, who's also wearing a mask. Professor Uli Reinhardt is teaching an environmental science course and says the pandemic has changed how the course is taught.
Usually I say, okay, go together in a pair, you know, work with your neighbor, do this calculation, figure out something. Can't do this anymore because over 6 feet distance, you really can't cooperate. Collaborate, and so I had to do it. Students had to do it individually, and that is a big change.
Marnie Brown from Ann Arbor is among the students in the class.
I did feel safe, yes, because they had X's marked on the floor of every chair you could sit in, so it was kind of already thought out before the class of where you would sit, and professors don't come within 6 feet of you, and there's a plexiglass shield in front of the teacher's stand.
Most of the in-person courses being offered at EMU are in the sciences or performing arts. Department heads in each area of study at the university decided whether their students would learn virtually or in person. Chris Gellish is an associate professor of environmental science and also teaches at Strong Hall. He explains why his class offers face-to-face instruction.
There's a lab component to it, and they're looking at rocks or looking at fossils and having the ability to actually handle and look at fossils and turn them over, it's so much more important than to actually just, you know, look at pictures.
19-year-old Corinne Stevens is an exercise science student who is optimistic about coming back to campus for face-to-face instruction during the pandemic.
Honestly, I am excited to be back, even if it's just for like one or two classes, because it'll give me that feel of, you know, being back in person and things kind of going back to normal, even though, you know, things are pretty much the opposite of normal right now.
While many students and professors are glad to have in-person instruction this fall, some students, like Alex Grover, who's studying languages, prefer to continue learning online. Glover's learning virtually but works at the admissions office at the Student Center on campus.
I understand, especially with some in-person labs and with our music ensembles, that being in person is really important to that education. But I really do think that a lot of our classes, all classes that can be online should be online for the time being.
You feel more comfortable that way?
I do.
The impact of the pandemic can also be felt at the Student Center on campus. It has very low traffic, and all the businesses at the food court are closed with the exception of a Starbucks. To help maintain physical distancing among students who are on campus, the university has posted social distancing signage at all of its buildings. During the last week, two people have tested positive for COVID-19 at EMU. A student living on or who visited campus, and an employee. In addition, 17 other students who enrolled at Eastern but who were not on campus also tested positive for COVID-19. Jeff Larkham is a spokesperson for EMU.
The university works with the Washoe County Health Department in terms of what's called contact tracing. That is establishing what anybody who tests positive, what their path was, who they interacted with, who else needs to be notified. So that's a process that the university and the Washoe Health Department are working together on, and it's a rigorous process, and of course, contact tracing is extremely important.
As of now, students living on campus are the only ones required by the university to get tested for COVID-19. The university encourages the campus community to get tested for COVID-19 at the IHA Health Center at EMU or by contacting other local health providers. Jorge Avion, WEMU News.